I myself consider this viaduct to be one of the most beautiful of the Semmering Railway. Its aesthetics need no comment. I have always tried to make the buildings technologically functional, but at the same time, aesthetic and in harmony with the landscape. This viaduct, embedded between the craggy Polariswand and the steep Spieswand, spans the deep trench of Krauselklauser. Its pillars could be built on the natural rock itself. The stone blocks for the lower tier of the viaduct were cut into shape at the site and transported to the entrance of the gorge by inclined lifts, and finally heaved up to the wooden scaffolding and set into a bed of mortar. The pillars of the upper tier consist of bricks and form a beautiful visual contrast. In the course of repair work in 1998, the original stone balustrades were demolished and replaced by ugly, precast concrete blocks. Right after the Krauselklauser Viaduct comes the Krausel Tunnel. With a length of 13.3 meters, it is the shortest tunnel of the Semmering Railway and, at the same time, the second shortest in Austria. Do you know where to find the shortest railway tunnel in Austria? Also in a World Heritage Site, in Wachau. It is the tunnel through the Teufelsteinmauer. Today, engineers would simply blast away the rock face through which the Krausel Tunnel is now leading. But I decided to leave it where it was because, from a geological point of view, the Spieswand above it is not very stable. The rock face shores up the masses of stone above. Had we blasted away the rock face, climatic influences might have, in the course of time, caused rock falls onto the rails. And now we follow the road to Breitenstein. If you are tired, you can take a regional train at the station and start on your way home. If not, you can come with me on the biking track towards Payerbach or Glognitz.